I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for January 3rd, 2018, to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Fry?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum exists. Welcome, Mr. Genowine. If you have any questions or comments, raise your hand, and I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. Okay. At this time, please join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Capalini.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item 3 is additions to the agenda. I have none this evening. Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council, Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have two, actually. Council needs to make an appointment to its seat on the Sageyard Board.
We'll make that 7A, Sageyard appointment.
And in addition to that, we need to schedule a meeting of the Human Resources and Community Relations Committee.
Schedule committee meeting.
Did I say that wrong?
No, you said it fine. I just...
The Sageyard appointment is a resolution, so it'll just be...
We'll order the resolution then.
Okay, do we act on it tonight, though?
You can order the resolution.
Yeah, sure, okay.
And we're scheduling a committee meeting of the Community Relations and Employee...
Right, what number was that agenda item?
7B for that one.
Okay, thank you.
7A and 7B. Any other items from members of City Council? Hearing none. Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor of the agenda as amended, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The agenda is approved. Agenda item 4 is approval of the council meeting minutes from our last meeting on December 18th. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the minutes for the December 18th, 2017 meeting of Sylvania City Council.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the council meetings from December 18th, 2017 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item 5, you have in your council packets a report from the service director on the Main Street reconstruction project. These funds are available and our drawings are prepared to go out to bid. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, as I've presented to council a couple times now, the plans are complete for the Main Street project. We've been approved by ODOT to move forward with the project. And we'd like to get the project out on the street as early as we can here, be the first project on the street, and get as many contractors that don't have their schedules full interested in it, and hopefully be able to attain better bids. So we would request permission to proceed. The estimated cost of the project is $739,343.68. We're looking at a June start of construction, but that may start a little earlier because of the date of the golf tournament this summer. We have to make sure that we have two-way traffic in that section of Main Street.
People have to be to get to the hotel, no yeah. doubt about it.
Yeah, so we're...
And I assume at least one-way traffic will be maintained for Sauders and the hotel.
Correct. Yeah, during the first phase of the project, we'll have one-way traffic. During the second phase of the project, it'll be two-way traffic. We'd like to be in that phase two section of the project with two-way traffic during the golf tournament so that we can keep traffic moving as fluid as possible. So that may move up a couple weeks, but we're still working through that. So I'd anticipate a late May, early June start of construction, and then we should be completed it by September of this year.
My car only drives in one direction at a time, but that may not be what you mean. Which way are you going to have it? North or south?
We will have it southbound. During the one-way traffic, it'll be southbound traffic that will be permitted. Northbound traffic will be redirected at Ravine Road.
And I assume that the businesses will be made aware of this?
Yes, yes. All of the businesses that are in the section of the project are already aware of it. But as once we get a more definite project schedule from the contractor, we'll notify the rest of the downtown businesses as to what that schedule is.
All right. Have you established a bid date?
Yes, we have. We plan on advertising Wednesday and are receiving bids the last week of January. I forget the exact date, Mr. Mayor. I apologize.
Due late January. Okay. All right. Very good. Mr. Richardson, as your first motion, we need a motion to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to authorize the service director to advertise for bids for the Main Street reconstruction project.
Second.
Moved and seconded to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids for this project. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll have those bids back to you in February. Moving on to agenda item six, I bring to you a reappointment to the Plan Commission for Daniel Arnold. He's been on the Plan Commission for a few years. He does excellent work on there. He's an attorney that serves as a good resource for the Planning Commission, and I have reappointed him and ask for you to confirm that reappointment.
I move confirmation of Mayor Stow's reappointment of Daniel Arnold to the Municipal Planning Commission commencing January 1st, 2018 and expiring December 31st, 2021.
Second.
Moved and seconded to confirm Mr. Arnold's appointment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Mr. Arnold is confirmed. Moving on to agenda item 7, we have two added agenda item 7A concerns the appointment of City Council's representative on the Sage Art Board, Mr. Lupke.
Yes, thanks, Mr. Mayor. As you all know, the organizational documents in the state code require a representative of Sylvania City Council to be one of the trustees at SageYard, along with representatives from the school district and the township. And for the last number of years, Katie Capellini has been serving there. I think she knows the history. Her institutional memory serves us well there. And I'd like to ask council to order legislation to reappoint her for a one-year term at SageYard.
I move that we order the legislation to have Katie Capellini reappointed as our SageYard representative.
Second.
Moved and seconded to prepare the legislation to reappoint Mrs. Capellini. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll have that legislation for you at our next meeting. Any other committee reports? We have 7B, excuse me, 7B to set a committee meeting for community relations and employee resources. Mr. Lupke.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. We're coming off of a very successful launch of our 2018 city calendar. I think Bill did an outstanding job along with his design team. In committee, I think formally agreed, but for sure tacitly agreed, that we don't want to continue to make this a no-bid kind of a project. We had the same vendor doing the design work on the calendar for the first 2 years. We think it's appropriate now to come back and at least do an RFQ to any qualified businesses that are operating within the city of Sylvania to participate in the project. So the committee needs to get together and talk about how we're going to do that. And so we need to schedule a meeting around that. I understand that Mr. Richardson is available for 7:30 or 8 o'clock meetings and 5 o'clock meetings. Everybody else has been remarkably flexible over the years. So I would like to suggest perhaps that we meet perhaps on Friday morning the 12th or Tuesday morning the 16th. At 8 o'clock to have that meeting. I don't envision it, Patrick, to be more than maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, so it won't be burdensome to you.
And I assume you'd like to have Mr. Sanford.
Mr. Sanford, I think, needs to be there. He's already started to put together some documents for that meeting. So Sandy and Katie?
Either one.
Yeah, what do you prefer?
Well, our city council meeting is
that day. I don't know that it's relevant. I don't think anything will come out of that that needs to be acted upon at the council meeting. I just want to get it in before then.
I can do either. I have a 10 o'clock on Friday, so.
Okay, let's do the 16th, if that's fine. Bill, are you okay with that?
Yes, what?
16th at 8 o'clock here?
Yes.
Okay. So that will give us an opportunity to have input into some of the, just some, you know, whatever we might want to change up next for the next year, put it into the RFP, and then Bill will bring that back to the committee later. So 8 o'clock on the 16th, Sharon.
In
Council Chambers, I think.
You want to meet here?
You know what? No, there's no reason to do that. We could meet at, can we meet in the finance conference room?
You have to be very careful because this thing is not being, this little recorder that we use, we have lost some of the
memory.
Audios from it, so.
Maybe we need to get a new one.
I was, well, now, I was going to ask Mr. Schreier if it's in the budget.
Operator error. That's different.
That would be neat. Hey. All right.
Sharon, that is adjacent to your office. Come and start it for us.
Okay, so I stand corrected. We'll meet on the 16th at 8 o'clock in the finance conference room, which is on the second floor of the administration building.
That's the 16th?
Yes.
And the 15th is Martin Luther King.
It is.
We have received many positive comments in the past weeks since we mailed it out. I also held it up at the Chamber of Commerce this morning, and people like it. But I think you were all copied on an email faulting the city for not having Jewish holidays listed as Christmas and Easter are listed. And then Mr. Lukey tells me that he's been asked about Muslim holidays as well. So you need to be, might want to think about that, though. The deadline for that is probably 9 or 10 months off before we have to decide.
I think it's an important policy point to discuss.
It is. You could check with the schools to see what they do or others, but it should be treated equally. I don't disagree with that.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Any other committee business to be done at this time, either reports, setting meetings, or referrals? Hearing none, that brings us to the end of our regular agenda. Information items are just from the Board of Architectural Review and Planning Commission from last month. We do not have copies of the income tax report for you. We'll have those for you at the next meeting, though the finance director reported to me that we ended the year just a little bit behind last year, down 1.5%.
Just under 1.5%.
However, the average for the 2 years, the tax increase in the past 2 years is about the 12%. And it's the change in the reporting schedule that's made the change. But we have lost jobs out of the community with ProMedica moving people downtown Toledo. But for the past 2 years now, we've averaged 6%. So that's very good news. I think we have challenges ahead for us this year. However, the original Capital Bank building is being repopulated this month. Not as heavy, but we will have jobs in there. The latest news is the old Sparagowski building, now the ProMedica building, is not being sold or vacated by ProMedica. Mr. Sanford.
And just to follow up, Mayor, on the First Federal, I think their first day of business as a bank will be January 16th, that Tuesday. And they'll have an open house or ribbon cutting in February. That's not been scheduled yet.
Okay. Very good.
Mr.
Aller.
I did verify January 31st is the bid date for the Main Street project.
Okay. Last day of the month. That's an excellent time to be bidding, especially in bad weather. They don't have anything to do but sit and punch and crack numbers, so that's the right thing to do. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next meeting on Tuesday, January 16th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you for attending.